Well, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen has taken a prominent position for the Democrats in the wake of shutdown 2025. He's expressed strong support for federal workers who have been fired, furloughed, or otherwise affected.
When Donald Trump shuts down the federal government, the Maryland and Virginia delegation come together and step up. We step up to support the dedicated, patriotic federal employees in our states, in the District of Columbia, and the 80% of federal employees who live in other parts of the country.
There have been no less than 10 votes in the Senate on the continuing resolution, and the House has not been in session since September 19th. Senator Van Hollen joins us live now to talk about the ongoing shutdown and today's No Kings protest. Senator, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Ralph, good to be with you.
Absolutely. Let's start with the shutdown. There have been whispers this could go until Thanksgiving if there isn't a substantial change. What are your thoughts?
Well, I certainly hope not. We would like to end this today, end the shutdown. I've now voted 7 times on a plan that would reopen the government without giving Donald Trump a blank check, and also in a way that prevents this huge healthcare crisis that is upon us. We need to defuse this ticking time bomb on America's healthcare. And what we'd like to do is sit down and negotiate with President Trump. He's refused to do that. I'm glad he's doing negotiations in the Middle East, but he's not negotiating here at home to reopen the government. And as you know, the House of Representatives, Speaker Johnson, the Republicans have been on, I think it's a 5-week paid vacation right now. They are totally AWOL. So in order to move forward, we do need everybody to come to the table.
The protests going on today, the right has positioned them as a Hate America event. What's your take there?
Well, that would be news to the moms and dads and grandmothers and grandfathers and kids and people of all ages and walks of life who I've met this morning. Thousands and thousands of Marylanders already. Millions of people around the country who are saying yes to our democracy and yes to our rights, but no to kings, no to a lawless president who has been focused on stripping away people's rights, whether their rights to due process, whether their rights to free speech, whether their rights to a fair justice system. So this is the very best of American democracy. And Speaker Johnson and Republicans, when they can't win the argument, they decide to engage in the kind of, you know, language that they have. But I will just tell you that we saw a great American portrait all morning today, people standing up for the country they love.
Do you think that protests like this, demonstrations, will start to move some of the elected lawmakers in Congress?
I hope so, yes, because ultimately, especially for Republicans in Congress who've been a rubber stamp for Donald Trump, the question is, are they more afraid of a Donald Trump tweet against them, or are they more worried about what their constituents think? And what we're seeing is across the board, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or anything else, people do not like this march toward taking their rights away, and they certainly don't like a government that seems to be focused on helping Donald Trump's billionaire buddies at the expense of everybody else in America. So this is an important day for American patriots. I mean, we fought a revolution to make sure that, you know, we weren't bowing down to kings. And that's what today is all about, peaceful protests across the country, across Maryland, to stand up for our democracy and our Constitution.
To go back to the shutdown, do you have an idea of what it's going to take to get these federal employees moving once again and people back to work?
Well, all it takes is a vote in the House and the Senate to get this moving and reopen the government, do so without giving Donald Trump a blank check. I mean, remember, Donald Trump has been shutting down parts of the government since day one. I mean, he brought in Elon Musk with his chainsaw. They illegally fired lots of federal employees. Now they're holding federal employees hostage again to their agenda. So what is required now is, for the good of the country, the president, needs to sit down and negotiate. I mean, he said his top priority was going to be to bring down prices and costs on day one. He's done everything else. He's attacked our democracy. He has attacked our rights, but prices keep going up. And we are about to experience this huge spike in healthcare costs that we're trying to address. And, you know, Donald Trump says he cares about healthcare, but he's nowhere to be found when it comes to sitting down to resolve this. We could do it today.
All right. And one last question for you. I know it's been a key issue with you. What's the latest we know about Kilmar Abrego-Garcia?
Right. Here's an example of an individual who was literally disappeared off the streets of Maryland, denied his due process rights, sent to a gulag in El Salvador, right? The Trump administration said they would never let him set foot on American soil, even though their lawyers admitted that he'd been wrongfully deported. By the way, the people who admitted that in the Justice Department, they got fired, which tells you that this is an administration that punishes people for telling the truth. But right now, he's back in the American court system, and he is working to protect his rights. As a judge just said the other day, this was a federal court judge, the administration continues to abuse its power in this case. The federal judge said that they were engaged in essentially a political prosecution, that there was some ample evidence to show that the Trump administration was engaged in a political prosecution. So at least now he is in the American court system and not locked up in a gulag in El Salvador.
Senator, thank you for your time. Appreciate it this weekend.
Thank you.
Again, that's Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen. It is 12:21 now at WTOP. Getting you caught up on traffic and weather, Joe Conway in the traffic center.
Ralph, we'll start off on the Maryland Beltway, Montgomery County. Still slow on the Adelaide leaving River Road, or the big curve.